With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden is facing blowback on his threat to stop sending certain weapons to Israel in the event it invades the city of Rafah. The president's ultimatum was not well received by Israel, also condemned by many U.S. lawmakers, including more than two dozen House Democrats who sent the White House a letter criticizing the president's threat. Former President Trump, coming off a massive rally in New Jersey over the weekend, he said the media cameras refused to turn around and show the real size of the crowd.
Turn your cameras around to show the audience, okay? They never do it. Look, fake news. They never do it.
The massive rally, the largest gathering of any political candidate in several years. The sharp interest rate hikes of the past 2 years will likely take longer than previously expected to bring down inflation, according to several Federal Reserve officials.
Economist Gennady Goldberg with TD Securities says the average rate for a new 30-year mortgage is nearly 7.1%, but the average rate on all outstanding mortgages is just 3.8%, the highest gap since the 1980s. Neil Kashkari, president of the Federal Reserve's Minneapolis branch, says it may take longer for the Fed's rate hikes to be felt, so the most likely scenario is that rates stay put for an extended period of time. Jennifer King, Washington.
World stocks were mixed after Wall Street coasted to the close of another winning week on Friday. U.S. futures and oil prices all higher. Mainland Chinese markets did see a decline, and that followed reports the Biden administration is planning to raise tariffs on electric vehicles, semiconductors, solar equipment, and medical supplies imported from China. And data released over the weekend showed persisting weakness in Chinese lending activity. This week we'll bring updates on the Japanese economy. This is SRN News. Jason Walker has a report on some futuristic military innovations on display at a recent air show.
When two U.S. fighter jets recently faced off in a dogfight in California, only one was actually piloted by a human being. The other was flown by AI in a display of how far the U.S. military has come in its use of artificial intelligence.
A former prison guard issuing a warning. More on that from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Hector Farrell had been with the California Department of Corrections for 16 years, but he quit his job after officials decided to begin housing men who are living as women with actual women prisoners. Farrell tells the Independent Women's Forum, quote, "It's unethical, it's immoral, and it's dangerous." A number of the transgender prisoners are serving time for sex crimes, and after being placed in women's facilities, they commit crimes against their fellow inmates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And this is SRN News. Crews preparing to conduct a controlled demolition exercise to break down the largest remaining span of that collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland.
Work crews are expected to set off those explosives this Sunday. The steel span landed on the bow of a massive container ship that lost power. That vessel then crashed into one of the bridge's support columns shortly after leaving Baltimore on March 26th. Since then, the ship has remained stuck amid the wreckage.
That is Andrew Stewart reporting. A tiny, low-priced electric vehicle called the Seagull has American car makers and politicians trembling. The car, launched last year by the Chinese automaker BYD, sells for only about $12,000 in China. It drives well and is put together with craftsmanship said to rival U.S.-made electric vehicles. It costs three times that much. More on these stories at srnnews.com.